You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Recently, Totara Hospice in South Auckland announced they would be reducing their patient intake and services by almost a third due to funding gaps. This announcement follows a hiring freeze the hospice had put in place last month. The hospice helps provide end-of-life care at no direct cost to patients and is the subject of an upcoming documentary series called Hospice Heroes. While Minister of Health Simeon Brown has said that funding to the sector increased by 3% this year, representatives of the hospice have said that those figures weren't nearly enough to cover the costs of their services and that other palliative care centres across the Motu were experiencing similar pressures. I spoke with Ed Boswell-Korea from the New Zealand Nurses Organisation about the service cuts at Totara Hospice and how the sector at large is being affected. What is the New Zealand Nurses Organisation's response to Totara Hospice's decision to cut its patient numbers?
Our response is really the concern about the funding issues, right? The fact that they're without the right funding, they're not able to sort of safely care for that many patients. It's not anything anyone wants to do is to cut numbers down like this. And the people that are going to get cut from services are going to be the people who are early in their end-of-life journey, people who we could come on board with and help them get demystify death and dying for them, help them with symptom management of pain, anxiety, and just sort of gently get them down the line and across the threshold. Without being able to care for those people, what will happen is nurses will come on board very late, and the nurses and the care team will then have to scramble to get their person's symptoms under control. There won't be enough time to demystify death and dying for them. And so it's just going to be missing out on that gentler, softer approach.
You've briefly touched on this, but what are the factors that have led to patient cuts at Totara?
Yeah, so the reason is that the funding just hasn't really kept up with the increase of costs just across the board. If you look across the whole sector for hospices, they're about 50% funded by Te Whatu Ora, and the rest is through charitable donations. But because of the contract sort of staying stagnant for so long, the gap between Te Whatu Ora payments and charitable donations has grown bigger and bigger. And so we've just reached a point where they're having to cut back to just essential services only.
How many other hospices or palliative care centers are also reporting similar pressures?
You know, there's a couple in this area that are reporting similar pressures, and there were two up north of us that had restructuring last year because of these pressures already. So we're not the first, or Totara isn't the first sort of canary in the coal mine on this. There's already been some other ones that have had to do restructuring and look at who they're servicing for patient care.
Specifically at the Totara Hospice, how are frontline nurses and healthcare workers being affected by this decision?
Yeah, you know, I mean, just here, everywhere, no one's really happy about having to cut service numbers, because we know that with death and dying, getting in early is the number one thing, and talking to people, getting them accustomed to where the path's going to lead them, demystifying death, that's sort of the number one thing we do for people. And if we can't really get that service in place, it becomes a little frustrating for us, because we really want that. We want to make sure people are comfortable and that they're sort of had time to process their fears and anxieties. And if we can't get there on time, then again, we're just going to be scrambling for symptom management at the end of life.
Minister of Health Simeon Brown previously said that Health New Zealand had increased funding to the hospice sector by 3% this year. But is this enough to keep up with the needs of the sector?
No. Again, the gap has been widening as the years have gone on. And if you're talking about 3% on already less than half of funding, it's just not really enough, you know. It seems like it's gotten away from them. The funding increases have needed to be more and more as the years have gone on, and now we're sort of seeing it start to break down as it's piled up. The lack of accrual has piled up.
What would adequate and sustainable funding for palliative care look like from the New Zealand Nurses Organization's point of view?
Yeah, as far as the numbers are concerned, I'm not an economist, but you'd have to talk to one of the people there about what the actual numbers would be. But for patient care, it would look like coming in early, making sure they're supported, making sure that they have things like social workers, physiotherapists, that they have counselors they can talk to, all these sort of wraparound services that help out not just the bare essentials of pain management, and making sure that they get carers in place. You know, if somebody wants to die at home, they should have that option, but they should be supported in doing it.
If we're looking at what's happening at Tōtara Hospice, what does this say about how the hospice sector is heading forward just generally?
Yeah, I mean, generally, right, that's the big concern, right? If it's, this is one hospice that's already saying that they're having to cut numbers, and there have been other hospices who've already had to restructure their nursing care or who get services, then I guess the concern is that this could just be more widespread throughout the whole sector, and we could be seeing more and more cutbacks as time goes on until it really is just essential services only. And then the other thing I should say is that the patients still need the services that we provide. Just because we're not able to do it anymore doesn't mean that the need has disappeared. So those people are going to have to use ambulances, hospitals, their GPs, which are already overstrained.
And that was Ed Boswell-Coria from the New Zealand Nurses Organisation talking to us about the service cuts at Tōtara Hospice.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.